And he said, this, Lord, praise the Lord, and in this. This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruit and my goods. And I will say, I wish he could include the Lord somewhere in this. He's talking about all that he's going to do.
In John the 6th chapter, he tells them a spiritual application.
not rich in faith towards God. The rich man was consumed with self. The rich man was self-absorbed. Let me give you a definition for self-absorbed. But I'm not going to take a whole lot longer, but we're going to deal with it, because how many want to be free in Jesus? Honestly, how many want to be free in Jesus? The only thing that will prevent you from being free in Jesus is you. Because he's already paid the price. He's already paid the debt for us. He's already set us free. Because the scripture says the spirit of the Lord is liberty. Right? The Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is Lord, thank you. So you don't have to be bound if you have God's spirit, because he's already set you free. So what's the hindrance to going forward in Jesus? Look at somebody and say, you. That'll happen, y'all. Y'all scared? Well, okay, don't tell them you. Look at somebody and say, is it you? This is all. Is it you? Are you your own problem? God is speaking up here. But he has to come and get you out the basement, because your mind is not what God wants you to be. Why? Because you're too self-absorbed. Is caring too much to please yourself. That is self-absorbed. Amen. And the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free. And be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Now the question is he writing this to the church or to the world? He's writing to the church. So he said you are free, but if you become too self-absorbed, you're going to be bound. He said you're free because Jesus set me free. When I went down in the water and came up in Jesus' name, I came up a new person, I was free. The chains that had me bound were loose. I was no longer bound, but I was free. But he said you got to stand in liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Amen. And then, look, just for thought, let's go down to verse 13 of this Galatians chapter 5. He said, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. God has called us to walk in freedom. You've been called unto liberty. Only use not your liberty to please your flesh. You've been called. Don't use your liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love, serve one another. So when you're self-absorbed, you can't help anybody else because the whole focus is on you. You can't help a child of God that's in trouble because you're too self-consumed with you. So is everyone that lays up treasures for himself, but is not towards God. I don't have to tell you how you walk, because you know how you walk. I don't have to tell you how you live, because you know how you live. So the question that we must address, are you rich in faith towards God? Are you consumed with what you can get down in this world? Where moth and rust stuff corrupt. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And Jesus gives us a better illustration in Luke, the 12th chapter. Luke 9:23, Jesus says, and he said unto them, all. Who did he speak to?
All.
A-L-L. Can y'all say all?
All.
He said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him. You can't be self-absorbed. He said, if you're going to follow me, some of that stuff you've been holding on, that's all you got to let it go. Because your interest is only in you and what you can get and what you can do and what pleases you. Jesus said, if you want to got your lesson, but I'm going to put it in the reserve. Until I can see myself in you. When I see myself in you, in the way you talk, in the way you talk, in the way you act, when I see myself in you, then that blessing is on the shelf. I'm going to give it to you. Can we say hallelujah? So then we're going to close in Philippians, the second chapter. And this ain't going to be like Friday. What about my people for Friday? I kept telling me I kept closing. I'm going to close. I'm going to close. I ain't going to close and open up and close. You know, sometimes God gives you something, but it's so important today that God's people are free.
Yes, sir.
And the only thing that prevents us from being free is us.
Yes.
Amen. When you hear a message, don't internalize it naturally. When you hear a word from God, hear it spiritually.
Yes.
Don't turn it around and think God is saying something that He did not say. You ever go to church and they hear a message and people leave out and they say, ooh, God said this. And everybody be looking like, what church were you just in? Seriously, what church were you in? You heard that? Yeah, he said, I want to be a millionaire. Just because he said, we have a mansion.
Because the Bible said,
if we stand fast in the liberty where Christ has set us free, right? And then we need to continue in the law of liberty. That's God's word. We must continue in the law of liberty, for this man shall be blessed in everything he does. Philippians 2 and verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any
fellowship of the Spirit.
Then, don't you say fellowship of the body?
Fellowship of the church.
Fellowship of the what?
Spirit.
The Spirit bears witness with the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit don't bear witness with the flesh, and the flesh can't bear witness with the fellowship of the Spirit. If any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be
like-minded,
having the same love, being of
one accord
and of
one mind.
Let nothing be done through
strife or
vainglory. Don't be self-absorbed. Vainglory. When I preach, everything's coming down. You better step back. The Bible said no flesh. It's going to glory in His presence. So if you preach, sing, or whatever you do in church, and you get all the praise and all the glory, the Lord is sitting back saying, did I help you at all? I'm just saying. You can't do stuff for strength or vain glory. Are y'all with me? Again, you got to be humble. Even in church. Now, Paul is writing to the Philippians. These were a bunch of unbelievers. Who are the Philippians? And he's writing to the Philippians while he's sitting in his nice, comfortable room, sitting on some cold water and not in air conditioning. You know, in air conditioning. But where he at? He's in prison. So he said, I'm not going to let my conditions and circumstances influence how I think. Because I'm still going to think like Christ. So you can't allow your circumstances, your conditions, to influence how you think. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others equal to themselves, lower than themselves. When you're self-absorbed, you be looking at and saying, I'm so glad I'm not like you. That ain't God. You don't talk to somebody, you know, visitors, y'all know y'all might not be used to this. Look at somebody and say, that ain't God. That just ain't God. You're supposed to esteem others better than yourself. Look not man, not every man on his, but every man also on the things of others. Then he said, the only way that you're able to do this is let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought not robbery to be equal with God. Right? But what did he do? He made himself of. He wasn't self-absorbed. He wasn't self-absorbed. He wasn't concerned about what people thought about him. He wanted to please God. And the Bible said, because he made and brought himself, treated of Jesus down lowly, and he humbled himself, God had high. Listen, God didn't just plainly exalt him, but he highly exalted him. And because he wasn't self-absorbed, God gave him a name that was above every name. Then in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God. So when I'm not using English, I ain't sound better. We all right. When I ain't self-absorbed, when I ain't self-absorbed, I got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. It's all about heaven and heaven only. You might not like what I say. You might not like how I am, but right now I'm humbling myself so God can exalt me. Because the scripture said, if we humble myself under the mighty hand of God, He will exalt us in due season. So The old song said, I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that my road would be easy. But I don't believe God brought me this far to leave. Right there, it's all about God. It's about picking up your cross and following Him daily. We must deny ourselves. I just want to get this last verse out in this assignment before you look at me and laugh. Go to Proverbs 14:14. This is one of the biggest problems in church. What happens when you're self-absorbed, when you're self-consumed, it takes you away from God. When you're self-absorbed and self-consumed, it takes you away from God. Every time God is trying to take you to a spiritual place, you go to a carnal place. So Proverbs 14:14 says, if the backslider in heart, is it up there? The backslider in heart is what? It's too filled with you, too much of you, and not enough of God. But a good man, so today, the question that you have to address, if you want God to bless you, amen, if you want God to make a way for you, you cannot be self-absorbed. Amen.